Specifically, they worry about a rule that requires veterans control all decision-making in their companies. Listen to this exchange between Congressman Bill Johnson, chairman of the Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations, and Thomas Lenny, executive director at the VA Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization.
You're the director of this department.
Yes, sir.
Tell this subcommittee right now, tell the people that are listening today, what is the definition of control if 51% ownership doesn't qualify? What is it?
The definition of 100% control is that you can do anything you want with that business, make any decision concerning that business, to include selling that business for a dollar, and no one else in that business, to include other owners, other minority owners, can do anything to prevent you from doing so.
Mr. Lenny, do you know of any business in the world that has more than one owner where that definition would qualify? Can you name me one business? One.
I can name you 1,000 businesses.
Lenny testified Thursday at a House hearing about contracts for veterans. He says the strict rules make it harder for ineligible companies to snag awards, and they make it easier for VA to decide on eligibility.
We have sought to minimize the subjectivity wherever possible, which tends to drive us to areas where we have bright lines. That's why the issue of 100% control, people say, wow, I feel like I'm in control of my firm. But I have an investor who wants to make sure that I can't sell the company out from underneath him because he's invested money in the firm. The current regulation would find that business model to be non-compliant. Not complicated, but it's a model that that particular business does not fit. So I think that given the efforts we've made to clarify, given the efforts we've made to draw bright lines, I think there's much less basis to say, I just can't understand what I need to do. My business model does not fit what I need to do to be compliant.
VA is the only federal agency required by law to check that firms bidding for service-disabled veteran-owned contracts are eligible. Other departments rely on companies to self-certify, a practice auditors say is fraught with the risk of fraud and abuse. Lenny says VA's new process, set up in 2010, is a step in the right direction and that it's already netting positive results.
We've coordinated with the SBA to ensure that the VA regulations concerning verification are consistent with the SBA regulations, covering the standards for government-wide SDV-OSB program. We will continue this coordination as we have initiated a formal process seeking input from stakeholders in order to draft a significant change in the regulation. The VA has made significant progress in the verification program. We've overcome many of the challenges and vulnerabilities raised by the GAO and the IG. Bottom line, the program works. So far this year, 20% of VA procurements went to veteran businesses. That's real money to real vets.
Lawmakers have explored expanding VA's verification program government-wide, but the requirement that vets must control all decision-making in their firms continues to pop up as an issue. Richard Hillman is GAO's Managing Director of Forensic Audits and Investigative Service. He says finding out who controls a company isn't always a black or white proposition.
Control, on the other hand, is a much more subjective determination. And, for example, conversations this morning associated with the fact that if you own 51% of the company, you can decide to sell that company. You not only own it, but you control it. Well, there could be instances in the operating plan or other agreements with that firm that if the principal decides to sell that business, there's an agreement that they must consult with the minority owners first to get their agreement. Well, that would be a provision where there was maybe 51% ownership, but because of an operating agreement, not 100% control.
Lawmakers at Thursday's hearing worry that requiring vets to control all aspects of their business is unfairly keeping too many firms away from VA contracting. Here's an exchange between Tennessee Republican Congressman Phil Rowe and VA's Thomas Lenny.
If I come in, and to Dr. Benichek's point, if I come in as a veteran-owned small business, and I make this application, and I say to you, I've got 51% of this company. I control what happens. I've got veto power over everything in my company, but I've got other investors. That means I can't, by that definition, I can't get a veterans-owned small business contract.
If your investors can limit your ability to make decisions about that company, you will not be eligible.
VA says it's considering changing the rules and it's asking stakeholders for comments. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.